We read today in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette about an unusual sign and the literally uphill fight to save it. In 1933, Boy Scouts in Murraysville, Pennsylvania, that's about 20 miles east of Pittsburgh, planted 850 trees on a hillside in a pattern that spelled Murraysville. The Post-Gazette has a file photo of what it looked like. In 1947, it earned fame in Ripley's Believe It or Not, which reckoned that it was the world's largest arboreal sign. The Post-Gazette also has a current picture from roughly the same vantage point on Route 22, and what you see now is mostly a lot of trees. The ones that spell out Murraysville are much too high, and in what should be the empty spaces between them, there's a lot of extraneous growth, making the letters even harder to discern. Glenn Skeena is one of a group of Murraysville citizens who are trying to figure out how to save the sign. Mr. Skeena, what happened to those perfectly legible 11 letters that those trees used to spell out?
Well, the trees were planted, like you say, with Boy Scouts back in the early 30s. And then as the trees got bigger over the years, they needed to be pruned, trimmed, whatever. But now the trees have just gotten so big that they've grown into each other. We have, over the years, almost every year, gone up there with weed whackers and so on and removed the undergrowth to make it more vivid. But the last year, we didn't get up there at all, and it's gotten worse.
Well, when people move into Murraysville nowadays, is it evident to them that there's a sign there? Or would you have to point it out to them to say those used to be trees that spelled out Murraysville?
Well, when you would drive down 22, if you happen to be sitting at the traffic light down there or something and you looked over in the hill, you'd see it. But if you're just driving down along, it's not too easy to really know it's there. But once you point it out to people, I think they look at it, they realize it's there. It's definitely distinct.
Your group is called the Sportsmen's and Landowners Alliance of Murraysville.
Yeah, we refer to it. It's known in the area here as SLAM, S-L-A-M.
SLAM.
SLAM.
And you and your fellow sportsmen and landowners are trying to look out for this sign.
Correct.
When would you say was the heyday of the Murraysville sign?
Probably when you go back to the earlier years, it was probably at its best. Although after it was replanted back in the 60s here by the Boy Scouts, which I was one of them at the time, it didn't look too bad at all in the early 70s.
But when you were a Boy Scout, when you were a kid, you were up there maintaining this
yes.
thing. What about today's Boy Scouts?
They just don't seem to have the interest, and they have other activities going on. And I would say in the last 5-7 years, we've not really talked to anybody, any Boy Scout troops, about helping us with it because our own people were doing it. It's probably something that we probably should pursue because it definitely needs some work, needs some attention.
And if Murraysville were to lose the world's largest arboreal sign, it would still, I assume, have some distinction. Wouldn't it still have something that would, you know?
Well, yeah, it would be a shame to lose it. It's not only, like they say, the largest tree sign, but the Y in Murraysville, as it spells out Murraysville, the Y points to the world's first gas well, which was back in, I think, 1878, and it was drilled right there at the bottom of the hill. It was Haymaker Well, Haymaker Gas Field.
Scene of a famous fire, I gather.
Yeah, well. And then it caught fire. It burned for like 16 or 18 months, something like that, before it was extinguished. So it has some more significance to it than just a largest tree sign.
I can see that. It's Glenn Skeena, who is corresponding secretary of SLAM, the Sportsmen's and Landowners Alliance of Murraysville, Pennsylvania, home of what was once called the world's largest arboreal sign. Mr. Skeena, thank you very much.
You're welcome.